The wonder of Christmas. When we think about Christmas, we think about the colorful lights, the beautiful decorations, the Christmas greetings, and the family gatherings. There's a certain glow on our faces and a warmth in our hearts that comes this time each year. At Christmas, there seems to be an extra special sense of goodwill that covers us all. Even in the hustle and bustle and the busyness of the season, people seem to be a little happier, a little lighter, and somehow kinder. There's a certain childlike wonder that we feel when we think about Christmas. There's a joy that covers the earth and fills our hearts. There is a peace that comes in knowing that God loved us so much that He sent His Son for us. That a precious baby was born on a silent night long ago to save us from the bondage of sin and the punishment of death. Jesus is the wonder of Christmas. He is the joy that we feel. He is our peace.
Thank you.
The Memories of Christmas. We look forward to this time of year with great anticipation, and as we do, we also look back. We remember and reflect on Christmas's past, the memories of years gone by, the special time spent with loved ones, a tender childhood memory, a favorite gift that makes us smile with fondness, the memories of simpler times. They say a picture is worth a thousand words. I can close my eyes and picture so many. But perhaps more than any one specific memory, there's a sense that fills my heart. A feeling that takes me back to that childlike place. Of all the tender memories and heartfelt moments that come to mind at this special time, the true meaning of Christmas, the story of Jesus' birth, stands out to me the most. The Miracle of Christmas. When we sing about Christmas, we sing about the miracle of the virgin birth. We sing about a precious baby who was born in a manger, about an expectant virgin mother who gave birth to the Son of God. We sing about the wise men who followed a star, about the lowly stable where Jesus was born because there was no room in the inn. But as we sing, do we realize the depth of these things? Mary's baby boy was born to save us from our sin. That baby was the very Son of God, and he came for you and me. The greatest gift there has ever been came wrapped in flesh and blood. The King of Kings humbled himself and took the form of man to rescue us.
Mouth that formed the as I hold you in my arms, keep you safe and warm, protect you from the storms that gather. God, I feel so very small, I don't understand at all how you will stop our fall. Sweet Jesus, as I hold you, hold me. Years of waiting for the King of Glory, generations gone by, and now an answer to our cries for mercy. I hold the Father's reply.
The Hope of Christmas. When I think about Christmas, hope fills my heart. From cherished memories of Christmases gone by to the anticipation I feel for the one that's coming, my heart is filled with hope. We sing songs like, "I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know." Those lyrics evoke such vivid memories for me. I still anticipate the Christmas season the way I did as a child. I still look forward to all the wonderful traditions that we have. The Christmas music that takes us back like nothing else can. The hot cocoa. The cards filled with warm wishes. The classic Christmas movies that we watch every year. Some silly, some sentimental, but all a part of this special time of the year. All of these are wonderful things, but nothing fills my heart with hope more than when I think about the birth of Christ. You see, He has come into my heart. He's washed away my sins. He has healed the broken places in my life. Jesus is the hope of Christmas, and we celebrate Christmas because of His birth. 2,000 years ago, on a night just like this, God reached from the heavens to open our eyes, and on that silent, holy night, Jesus was born. The promise of Christmas. I can't think about Christmas without remembering the promise of this special day. Jesus' birth was the fulfillment of the promise that a Savior would come, that a Redeemer would come to rescue a lost and fallen people, that He would wash away our sins and make them whiter than snow. This year, if your heart is hurting, if your memories of past Christmases aren't the happiest, if your hope for Christmas leaves you hoping for more, if you're only dreaming of a white Christmas, remember this. The Lord says, though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they are red like crimson, they shall become like wool. Jesus washes our sins whiter than snow. He took our blame and He takes away our shame. He came to give us a hope and a future. If you'll make room for Him, He will make your heart His home. And He promises to never leave or forsake you. His promises are true. This isn't just another silent night. Jesus is here right now. He's waiting for you. If you'd like to invite Him into your heart, pray this prayer with me. Jesus, there is room in my heart for you. I invite you in and I ask you to wash away my sins. Cleanse me of my past. I give you my heart. Be my Lord and Savior. Help me as I learn to walk with you. I ask you to make my heart your home. In your precious name, Lord Jesus, amen. If you prayed that simple prayer and you believe it in your heart, you are born again. Let the past be gone. You are a new person in Christ. Heaven rejoices and angels sing. Welcome to our family. We hope you'll give us the chance to get to know you, and we hope to see you here again and again. You are loved by God and by us. Merry Christmas.